Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
Welcome to Cruise Control with Vide Daniel on Africa Tech Radio. And today, we are clearing your doubts. Yes, we are clearing or we are correcting the misconceptions, common misconceptions that you have about certain health complications. And the common misconceptions that we are clearing today is none other than the common misconceptions about diabetes. We are clearing any doubts or correcting any myth that you have about diabetes. But first and foremost, what is diabetes? Diabetes is where blood sugar, your blood glucose is, the level of your blood glucose is higher than. And the most common form of diabetes is the type 2 diabetes. And in this, your body does not use insulin correctly and thereby increasing the use of insulin that your body needs. Everything that you need to know about diabetes I've spoken about in previous shows. So go to africatechradio.com and search about it, diabetes. Today, we are just debunking your myths about this condition. The first myth I'm going to be debunking today is that diabetes is not serious. Well, maybe because diabetes is very common, some people believe that it's not serious. But this is not correct. Because there is no cure for diabetes and there are a host of complications that can occur if a person does not manage their condition well. And some of these complications include cardiovascular diseases, nerve damage, kidney diseases, blindness, skin condition, amputation, hear impairment, bed sore, and so on. So yes, diabetes is serious because it's incurable and you have to know how to manage it very well. I think the most common one of all is that diabetes is caused by sugar. Eating sugar does not directly cause diabetes. However, when you consume diets that are high in calories continuously, it can lead to being overweight or obese, and in turn, it can increase your risk of the type 2 diabetes. Another one is that if you're overweight, you'll have diabetes, the type 2 diabetes. Well, while being overweight is a risk factor for developing diabetes, it is not the only reason, or it's not compulsory or 100% that it will lead to diabetes. There are also things like family history, ethnicity, age, level of physical activity, and other things that can lead to diabetes. And many people with this diabetes, type 2 diabetes, are normal weight or even moderately overweight people. You know, this one, they'll say that if you have diabetes, you cannot eat sweet things or you can't eat certain things. This is not true, because even though people that have diabetes certainly do need to manage their diets correctly and monitor their carbohydrate intake, the key to this is making sure that they eat in small portions, eating food or eating things like rice or carbohydrate foods in small portion, increase their vegetable intakes. And for things like sweets or chocolates or drinks or stuff like that, they can save it as treats for special occasion. So that way you can actually maintain a healthy meal plan. And as an individual with diabetes, all you need to do is carefully plan what and when you will eat to make sure that your blood sugar level remains very balanced. Another says that pre-diabetes always leads to diabetes. Pre-diabetes is a condition where the blood sugar levels are higher than normal, but not quite high enough to classify as diabetes. The truth is that if it's left unchecked, pre-diabetes can actually develop into type 2 diabetes, but it is not a given because lifestyles can change. You can start to eat healthier, you can start to exercise, you can start to be more health conscious, and then it can stop that pre-diabetes from becoming diabetes. Another subset of people are the thought that you don't need to test your blood sugar because you know when it's high or low. You know how when you feel nauseous or tired or very fatigued, you think that your blood sugar is high? Well, you cannot rely on how you're feeling to determine your blood sugar level. You may be, and they said that, oh, if you urinate a lot, you probably have diabetes. Well, you may be urinating a lot, and that is because you have bladder infection, not because your glucose is high. You may not be feeling well because you are getting a cold or you have a flu, not because your blood sugar is low. The only way to accurately know your blood sugar level is to test for it. And the great thing is that once you enter into a pharmacy, you will be able to test for your blood sugar. You will also be able to test for your blood pressure level. So please make sure that you test for your blood pressure level and know it. Don't guess. Don't say, oh, I'm fatigued, so my blood sugar is low, let me go and take soft drink. Actually test for it. A common misconception is that diabetes has no symptom. And well, some people with type 2 diabetes have symptoms that are so mild that people don't really notice them. But others may have symptoms. And some symptoms may be feeling very thirsty, urinating often, feeling very hungry even when you are eating, experiencing blurry vision, or having cuts or bruises that heal slowly. And these are symptoms, but as we said, the best way to know is to test. So you can have symptoms, and they can also be symptoms of something else. The only way that you can know 100% if you have diabetes or not is to test for diabetes, or test your blood level or your blood sugar level. This says that diabetes always leads to blindness and amputation. Well, thankfully, this is just a myth, because while it's true that diabetes can lead to blindness and amputation, in some cases, it's not 100%. For individuals that manage their conditions correctly and carefully, the outcomes are really, really rare. There are things that increase the likelihood of experiencing diabetes-related complications, and these things include being obese, being overweight, smoking, being lazy, that's having physical inactivity, having high blood pressure or high cholesterol. But these are some ways that it can lead to complications, and all complications do not even necessarily mean that you get blind or you get amputated. It's just that you have to live healthier lifestyles, and advocate for living healthy lifestyles. Always live healthy lifestyles. It would save you a lot of things. It would help you a lot if you just live healthier. So people seem to think that you can catch diabetes. Well, no. There's no pathogen that causes diabetes, so you cannot pass it from one person to another. Doctors classify diabetes as a non-communicable disease. It cannot be transferred from one person to another. But genetically speaking, there's a possibility that if somebody in your gene has diabetes, you can have it. But it does not mean that because nobody in your family has diabetes, you cannot have it. No, you can have it. But like, gene heredity makes one more vulnerable to having certain conditions, and diabetes is one of them. But something I'll also say, apart from always advocating for a healthier lifestyle, is that any symptoms that you feel, please, please, please make sure that you go to an expert. When I say an expert, I do not mean the chemist in your area. I do not mean the chemist by the roadside. I do not mean the nurse that has a chemist or a pharmacy. I mean, go to the hospital, talk to actual experts so that you know what is wrong with you. Health is wealth. You can say, oh, it's too expensive, but we realize that when people have these diseases, or when people have these conditions, they start to spend money, and the money that you didn't have to just go to the hospital for tests, you will start to spend. So please try as much as possible to always visit a medical expert, a medical practitioner, when you feel some type of way in your body. Health is wealth. It's important that you take care of your health so that you don't spend a lot of money trying and trying to treat yourself. Do not stop listening to Africa Tech Radio. This is Midday Daniel on Cruise Control. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio. As I always say, don't leave here because the conversation never stops.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.